翻到提摩太后书第三章。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章，我们从第一节读到第五节。
2 Timothy chapter 3, we will read from verses 1 through 5.
你该知道末世必有危险日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。
But realize this, that in the last days difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy.
无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善。
Unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good.
卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱宴乐，不爱神。
Treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God.
有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。
Holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power, avoid such men as these.
第十节
Verse 10.
但你已经服从了我的教训，品性，志向，信心，宽容，爱心，忍耐。
Now you followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance.
14-17
Verses 14 through 17.
但你所学习的、所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救智慧。
And that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
圣经都是神所默示的，以教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness.
教属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
我们先我先请我们低头有点祷告。
Our scripture reading will conclude here. Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨你在带领我们一同聚在你跟前。
Lord, we thank you that this morning you have gathered us before you.
那每次来到你的面前，我们常常存一个感恩的心，也存着一个敬畏你的心。
Every time we come before you, we come with a heart of thanksgiving and reverence.
知道我们这些都是蒙救赎，都到蒙到主耶稣基督大爱的人。
Knowing that all of us are saved by salvation and the great love of Christ.
你把我们从世界撒旦权势里面拯救出来，让我们今天能够靠主恩典继续活在地上，来跟随你。
You have saved us out of the world from Satan that we may be able to live by your grace in this world today.
我们感谢你，你也常常用你的话引导我们走地上的道路。
We thank you that you also use your word to lead us.
那我们能够知道如何行走在你的话语的亮光当中，来讨你的欢喜。
So that we may know how to walk in the light of your word and to please you.
让早晨仍然借着你的话，借着圣灵的帮助，让我们里面眼睛得以更多明亮过来。
This morning, continue to use your spirit and your word to enlighten us.
更多认识你的心意，更多知道如何活在你面前。
To better know your will and how to live before you.
那将一生一世在你面前。所行所事都能够得你的喜悦。
That before you, every action and every work would be pleasing to you.
好像你恩典更多显在我们身上，我们把荣耀、感谢、赞美归给你。
Would you reveal more of your grace in us, and we give you all of the glory and thanks.
我们先祷告，都靠主耶稣基督名求。
And we pray in this way, and we ask of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我想早晨，今天所写诗歌，我就觉得非常好。
I think the morning, the hymn selected this morning was a very good one.
我没有跟 Jason 讲说我今天讲到的题目是什么。
I hadn't told Jason the topic of my sharing.
我从今天所要交通的题目是危险日子。
The topic of today's sharing is the perilous days.
的确，这是一个危险日子，所以今天所诗歌。所唱的让我们看见今天的征战是越来越厉害。
Indeed, these are perilous times, and as the hymn says, the days are becoming more and more perilous. Because the enemy knows that his days are short. And that the day of the Lord draws near. So today we live in this kind of era. This morning we will continue to look at 2 Timothy.
我们说到保罗，提摩太后书呢，是保罗写在殉道之前呢，写信给他年轻同工提摩太。
We know that 2 Timothy was written by Paul during his final days to his fellow worker Timothy.
保罗在那里鼓励提摩太，他要刚强为主做见证。
Paul was encouraging Timothy to be strong and to continue testifying for the Lord.
要以福音为耻。
And not be ashamed of the gospel.
因为当时
Because at that time, Christians were under the persecution of the Roman authorities. And Paul was captured and imprisoned. So it seems as if this young Timothy had lost all of his support and was very lonely. And facing the difficulties of that time. So Timothy appeared to be weak and was ready to withdraw. And often weeping. So Paul wrote this letter to encourage Timothy. To let him know that the Lord has not given us a heart of timidity, but a heart of courage. Paul wanted Timothy to be strengthened in the grace of the Lord, like a good soldier in Christ. And not be entangled by the everyday affairs of life. In order that he may please the one who enlisted him. And also like one who competes in athletics. To win the prize. To win the crown. And like a hardworking farmer. Who is able to receive the first of the crops.
他也要成为鼓励他要做一个无愧的工人，在按着神、按着正义在讲解真理的道。And
Paul also encouraged him to be a diligent servant to rightly divide the truth.
也要鼓励他要自觉脱离那些卑贱的事，能够成为贵重的器皿。And
to remove himself from the lowly things so that he could become a vessel for honor.
成为圣洁合乎主用的人，行各样的善事。
So that he could be holy and useful to the master. Paul mentions these several aspects of one who qualifies to serve the Lord. Paul says that all who serve the Lord must be so. And Paul is in fact testifying of himself. So 2 Timothy could also be said to be Paul's final testimony. He testifies that he knows the Lord in whom he has believed. And he believes in him who has entrusted him until that day. So we see in this way Paul serves the Lord. And until the end of his days, he says he has fought the good fight. And he has run the race. And he has taken hold of the faith.
从此有公义的冠冕为他存留。
and for him is prepared a crown.
我们看保罗他一生快要结束的时候，我们看见一幅非常美丽的图画。
We see that in his final days, a beautiful picture is painted.
他一生有一个美好的一个结局。
That his entire life has a conclusion.
他知道有一个公义的冠冕为他存留。
A wonderful ending, which is that he has a crown prepared for him.
这个公义的冠冕不仅是为保罗存留，也是为所有愿意向保罗这样的人所存留的。
And this crown is reserved not only for Paul, but also for all of those like him.
希伯来书到末了告诉我们说,
The end of Hebrews also tells us,
那从前引导你们传神道给你们的人,
Remember those who have ruled over you, who have spoken the word of God. Considering their conduct, imitate their faith.
留心看他们为人结局如何。
And consider the result of their conduct. We see how Paul's conduct was. And we see that he has reached a critical turning point. He has fought a good fight. And I think that he is an overcomer.
所以我想从保罗话里面也是要鼓励我们所有属神儿女的人。
So I think Paul's words are also to encourage those of us who belong to the Lord.
要效法学习保罗一生服事的一种光景。
To imitate the condition of Paul's life as a servant.
那提摩太后书呢，我们去读的时候，还有一个非常重要的信息。
And furthermore, there is another important message in 2 Timothy.
乃是告诉我们关于末世。 教会在地上光景,
that tells us of the condition of the church in the end times.
圣经里面,新约里面还有两卷书都是讲到关系到末世的一个光景。
The Bible, specifically the New Testament, also has two other books that deal specifically with the end times.
彼得后书跟启示录,
2 Peter and Revelation.
都是有关系到末世的一种书信。
They all have to do with the end times.
保罗在这里告诉我们说呢，你该知道末世必有危险的日子。
Paul says that you ought to know that in the end times, in the final days, perilous times will come.
他在这里告诉我们说，这是一个末世。
Paul tells us here that these are the final days.
什么是末世呢？
And what are the end times?
从圣经上我们可以看见，从主第一次道成肉身来到地上。
From when the Lord became flesh.
直到主第二次再来，这段时间呢被称为末世。
Until his return, this interim period can be called the end.
所以希伯来书第一章一开头他就告诉我们。
So the first chapter of Hebrews tells us.
他说神既然在古时借众先知多事多方的晓谕我们。
God who at various times in various ways spoke to the fathers by the prophets.
而在末世就借他儿子晓谕我们。
As in these last days, spoken to us by his son.
神在末世借他儿子向人说话。
In these final days, the Father has spoken to us through his son.
希伯来书第九章那里告诉我们说, 基督末世显现的意思。
And Hebrews chapter 9 tells us that that Jesus has revealed himself in the end time.
把自己献为祭，好除掉我们的罪。
Offering himself as a sacrifice removes our sins.
彼得也告诉我们说，万物的结局尽了。
And Peter also says that all things, the end of all things is at hand.
就说呢，这个世界已经快要结束了。
That is to say, this world is about to end.
这是一个末世的时代。
This is the era of the end.
所以我们看到主，当主第一次来到地上的时候，就是一个末世的开始。
So we see that when the Lord first The Lord's arrival marks the beginning of the end time.
末世的开始也可以说主第二次快来了。
And the end times could also be said to be the Lord's return.
所以保罗在这里讲到末世呢，是更是指的末世的最后一段时候。
So the end times that Paul speaks of are the final days.
他说那时人要怎么样怎么样怎么样。
He says, in those days, people will do such and such. In those days, people will be lovers of self.
从保罗在这里, 后面所描述的这很多的光景里面,
and here, Paul describes the various conditions.
我想每一个时代都有,
I think that every generation has.
但可能到最后末了, 末世的最后一段时候呢, 这种情形更普遍, 更严重。
But I think that in the last days, these conditions will be more common and more severe.
所以彼得在他的书信也告诉我们,
So Peter tells us in his letters,
他说该知道在末世有许多, 好机巧的人出来再来说,
Know that in the final, in the end days, that scoffers will come.
他们随着自己的私意再来说，主再来应许在哪里呢？
Will walk according to their own lust and say, Where is the promise of his coming?
经过可能经过一两千年以后，我们看见主还没有再来。
After one or two millennia, the Lord still has not come.
所以许多人就说主耶稣要来应许在哪里呢？
So they say, Where is the promise of his coming?
我们知道，不管是彼得或是保罗，他们所说的对象都不是指的不信的人。
Whether Peter or Paul, their audience is not unbelievers,
都是指的那些信主的人,
but rather believers.
所以到末了最后一段的时候，有一些人那些信主的说，那主要来应许在哪里呢？
So in the last days, these people will ask, "Where is the coming of the Lord?"
从双世开始到现在，好像一切事情没有什么改变。
Even now, they're seems to not have been much changed.
但彼得在说，亲爱弟兄们，不可忘记一件事情。
Peter says, beloved brethren, do not forget this one thing.
主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
That the Lord, with the Lord, one day is as a thousand years, and
人,
a thousand years as one day.
人以为他单言，岂不是他不是单言？
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
他乃是宽容。
But is long-suffering.
因为他不愿一人沉沦，愿意人人都悔改。
Because he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
所以使徒们他们所讲的话都是指的末世教会在地上光景所显出来的情形。
So the words of the apostle are speak of the condition of the church in the end times.
所以保罗在这一开始就告诉我们说，该知道，你们该知道末世必有危险日时。
So Paul says, tells us to realize that the last days will be perilous.
该知道，就说我们该知道到底这个时候是什么一个时候了。
Paul says that we should realize this. We should know what kind of days these last days will be.
这是怎样的时辰呀？
What kind of era?
怎样的人他才知道这是什么一个时代，什么一个时候的呢？
What kind of person can know the condition of our time?
只有一个警醒的人，他才能知道这是什么时候。
Only one who is sober and watchful can know.
就像夜间那些守望的人一样。
Like the watchman in the night.
我们知道中我们中国古代呢，有一些守望者，他在夜间在巡夜。
We know that in Chinese history, there are many people who stayed awake at night.
那些行夜的人呢，在那里喊着说：“几更天了，几更天了。”
And they would shout into the night, "How many days?
What time?
Oh, what time is it?"
让人家知道说这个时候已经几更天了。
So that everyone would know the hour of the day.
几点钟了？
The hour.
那就是说。 天离天亮还有多久了？
That is to say, how many more hours until daybreak?
我记得小时候，嗯。
I remember that when I was young.
有时候好像马上要考试了，或是说明天就要考试了。
There will often be times when there would be a test the next day.
那没有，那个时候好像没有在好好读书，预备要考试的事情。
And I felt like I hadn't thoroughly prepared for the exam.
父母就说，现在什么时候了？
And parents would often say, "Do you know what time it is?"
还在玩，还在做那些事情。
Are you still playing and doing these things.
那就说, 这个时候不应该做那些事情了。
And they would say, this is not the time to do those things.
这个时候应该有一些事情你该做的事。
And they would say, there are things that you should be doing.
所以弟兄姊妹那些所望的人就告诉人说这是什么时候了。
So, brethren, these watchmen say, what time is it?
当人知道这是什么时候的时候,
when people know what time it is,
他就知道在这个时候哪些事情是该做的,哪些事情是不该做的。
Then they would know what things ought to be done and what things ought not to be done.
所以弟兄姊妹神的话告诉我们说这是一个末世了。
So, brothers and sisters, God's word tells us that these are the last days.
这是一个黑夜已深白昼将近的时候了。
This is the time of when night is about to end and morning is about to come.
所以守望的人他的职责就是要告诉人这是一个什么时候了。
So the mission of the watchman is to tell people what time it is.
这已经是几更天了。
The time of day.
他告诉人这是一个什么时代了。
To tell others the type of era that we're living in.
几天之前有一个弟兄问我说, 你想不想, 桃树 这个人?
A brother asked me a few days ago, have you heard of Tozer?
我说我知道, 他是一个加拿大的一个非常有名的牧师。
I said, yes, I know that he is a renowned Canadian minister.
桃树被称为二十世代的一个先知。
Tozer was lauded as a prophet of the
20th century.
Because he could very accurately point out the condition of this era. To let others see the condition of the church. And moreover, convey God's work. And convey the words that God speaks to us. And this is a watchman. So a watchman knows what kind of time he lives in. And lets others know the condition of the times.
所以保罗说我们要该知道。
So Paul says, realize this.
不仅该知道这是一个什么时代,这是一个什么时候,是一个末世了。
I know that this is the final days.
也让你知道说这个末世,这个世代是怎样的世代,是怎样的性质的世代。
And know the nature of these last days.
主耶稣来到地上的时候,他在那里告诉我们说,
When the Lord was on earth, he told us,
这是一个邪恶淫乱的时代。
This is a wicked and corrupt generation.
因为主来已经是末世的开始。
Because the Lord's coming already marks the final day.
这是一个邪恶的一个时代。
That this is a wicked generation.
我们今天常常觉得说, 今天的环境, 从前的环境, 从前的世代, 社会比较单纯, 比较简单一点。
We often say that in days gone by, the world was a simpler and purer place.
不像今天的时代, 社会环境非常复杂, 人心越来越邪恶。
Not like today, where life is much more complicated and the world is increasingly
more wicked.
And the world is filled with sin.
好像从前环境比较好一点, 不像今天那么邪恶。
It seems as if the world used to be better and not so evil.
但是主耶稣在地上的时候，在那已经告诉我们说，这是一个邪恶的时代。
But when the Lord was on earth, he already told us that this is a wicked generation.
2000 年前主耶稣已经说到，那个世代已经是一个邪恶淫乱的时代。
2000 years ago, the Lord already told us that this was a wicked and adulterous generation.
因为当那些怀善、撒都盖人来到耶稣面前，在要试探耶稣。
When the Pharisees and Sadducees came to test the Lord, and ask Jesus to show them a sign from heaven.
主耶稣说, 这邪恶淫乱世代除了耶拿神迹外没有别的神迹可以看。
And he said to them, no sign shall be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah.
耶拿神迹是什么呢?
What is the sign of Jonah?
耶拿三日三夜在你的道父里面。
That in 3 days and three nights,
在你的道父里面。
Oh, that in the belly of the great fish.
主耶稣他也要三日三夜在地的里面。
That the Lord will also in 3 days and three nights.
那是讲到主耶稣有一天要从死里复活。
That in the earth, which speaks of the Lord's resurrection.
这是在这个邪恶世代里面唯一的神迹要给人看的。
This is the only sign that will be given to people.
叫人因着相信主耶稣从死里复活就可以得救。
So that people can see the Lord and be saved.
我们看今天的人，他说我是要信耶稣，就要看见一些神奇的事情，他们才能够信。
Many people today are only willing to believe after they have seen a sign.
神的话告诉我说，人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
God's word tells us that our belief is by faith and not by works.
人若可以认耶稣为主，心里信神，加从死里复活，就必得救。
That if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised
him from
the dead, you will be saved. This is the only way of salvation.
就相信主耶稣基督，他是神的儿子。
That believing in the Lord Jesus as the Son of God.
他为我们罪被钉在十字架上。
And that he was crucified for our sins.
这不仅主耶稣的时代，人要因信而蒙恩。
So in the Lord's time, salvation only comes by faith.
这个时代也是一样。
And this generation is no
different. 在这个邪恶淫乱世代里面，唯一蒙得救的路就是靠耶稣基督。
In this wicked and perverse generation, the only way to salvation is through the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣来到地上两千年的时候，那个世代就是已经邪恶的世代。
So when the Lord came, Lord Jesus came 2,000 years ago, it was then already a wicked time.
如果说我们要退得更早的话,
if we look back even further,
挪亚的时代,
back to Noah's time.
挪亚时代是怎样的时代呢?
What kind of generation was Noah's generation?
创世纪告诉我们说, 挪亚时代怀有血气的人在地上都败坏了行为。
The Bible tells us that Noah's generation was full of corrupt people.
人所思想的尽都是恶。
That every thought of man was evil.
所以可以看见不是好像从前的世代比较好一点，今天世代是更邪恶。
So it's not the case that the condition of the world was better before and it's more evil now.
当人犯罪堕落以后，整个世代就落在一个邪恶淫乱世代里面。
Once man has sinned and fallen, the entire world falls into a wicked and adulterous condition.
所以主耶稣说，挪亚日子怎样，人子降临的日子也要怎样。
So the Lord says, as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
虽然在那个时代的罪恶表现方法、表现的事情可能不一样。
The expression of sin in those days may have been different. But the principle is the same. But we know that these times are more and more evil and more perilous. Because the day of the Lord draws closer and closer. Because after the fall of man, the world has fallen into the grasp of the evil
one.
Because he is the source of evil. So these last days are wicked. Paul says that these are difficult times.
末世是一个危险日子，是一个艰难不容易的一个日子。
These final days are difficult and unbearable.
因为今天教会处在这样世代里面是更不容易的。
And for the church to exist in these times is even more difficult.
因为人要在那过一个敬虔的生活是很不容易。
because it is even more difficult for one to live a
vigilant,
sober life. Because the environment is full of trials and temptations. And the church exists in this situation. Also, we see that the church has also fallen into such a state.
许多难处, 叫人在灰心, 叫人在冷淡退后,
the many difficulties cause people to be cold-hearted and discouraged.
所以保罗在这里所描述的不是指的世界外面那些所发生的事情。
So what Paul describes here not only applies to what is going on in the outside world, but also to the condition of the church. So these are the end days. So we know what kind of days these last days are. So we also know the nature of these last days. So that we will know how to deal in these final days. And how to confront these last days. And how to stand firm.
不受他影响, 不受他,
and not to be influenced by them and to be ashamed.
所以保罗说, 你们要该知道, 你们该知道。
So Paul says, know this. When the Lord was about to leave his disciples and to go up on the cross, at the end of John chapter 13, he said,
他说, 我还有不多时候与你们同在,
I don't have much time left with you.
我要去的地方呢,
I go to a place where you cannot follow. When the disciples heard this, they were very distressed. So the Lord speaks at length from John 14:16. The Lord says, you've believed in God, believe in me also. He said, do not let your heart be troubled. And he promised that the Father would grant them another helper that he may abide with them. And the Lord said, I am the vine, you are the branches. That disciples would abide with him always.
他们要恨你们，因为他们恨你们，以前已经先恨了我。
And he also told the disciples, the world will hate you because they hate me.
到第十六章一开头，主就对他们说，
At the beginning of chapter 16, the Lord says,
我已将这些事告诉了你们，使你们不致跌倒。
I tell you these things.
主耶稣把许多事情事先告诉门徒们。
Yeah, the Lord spoke of many things to the disciples.
有一个目的就是说， 让他们 将来当这些事情发生的时候，他们不至于跌倒。
The purpose of which was so that they would not stumble.
他们不会觉得说意外，为什么有这些事情发生？
And they would not be surprised at any things that happen out of the ordinary.
要他们心里有这样的预备。
So that their hearts would be prepared.
所以若是我们知道有一些事情即将会发生的话，当事情发生的时候，我想我们就不会那么惊慌，那么恐惧。
So that when things happen, we would not be caught unawares and afraid. But in John, the Lord also has a prayer. He not only knows things, but knowing is not enough. Prayer is also necessary.
所以主耶稣常说，你们要，那日子之前，你们要警醒祷告。
So the Lord says, before those final days, be sober and vigilant in prayer.
你也告诉我们说,
Peter also says that the end of all things is nigh.
So,
so we know what kind of era we live in. We know the nature of the time. We know that we have to be sober and vigilant in prayer before the Lord. So that we may know how to live in this wicked and perverse end times.
那保罗在这里就告诉我们了，当末世的时候，
and Paul tells us in these last days,
教会在地上所显出来的光景是怎样的光景？
What kind of condition the church will be in?
他头一个说， 那时人要专顾自己。
He says that in those days, men will be lovers of self.
我想英文可能放得更好一点。
I think the English translation is better, the lovers of self. That is to say, one who cares for himself lives only for himself. And I think this phrase covers the other conditions that are mentioned later.
不管是贪爱钱财、自夸、狂傲、心不圣洁、卖主卖友，
whether lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents,
这一切都是说明专顾自己、以自己为中心的人。
These all speak of those who live self-centered lives.
在这一段里面呢，好几次讲到这个爱。
This passage mentions love very often.
讲到说自己，他自己是他爱的，
and says that a man is his own lover.
贪爱钱财，钱财是他爱的。
He loves money, so money is his lover.
爱厌的，厌的是他爱的。
He loves pleasure, so pleasure is his lover.
在这我们可以看见，是爱出了问题。
We see here that the problem is an issue of love.
那就是说爱的对象错了。
That the object of love is wrong.
一切都是以自己，都是爱自己。
Because everything has to do with self and the love of
self. 一切都是要满足自己的需要。
And everything is to satisfy the needs of self.
这是末世教会的一个光景。
This is the condition of the church in the last days.
但神的话却告诉我们说，我们不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
But God's word tells us not to be concerned with ourselves, but also with others.
当我们得救以后，
after we have been saved,
保罗告诉我们说，我们不再是个外人，乃是神家里面的人。
Paul tells us that we are no longer strangers, but members of the household of God.
我们在神的家里面是彼此做肢体的。
In God's household, we are all fellow members.
彼此要相顾的。
And so we must care for one another. Because in these final days, will be even more difficult. We have many burdens and pressures.
所以需要彼此的相顾，不是单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
So we need to be concerned about other people and not just ourselves.
所以保罗告诉我们说，我们个人重担要彼此担当。
So Paul says we need to bear each other's burdens.
因为如此就完成了基督的律法。
And in this way, fulfill the law of the Lord.
因为基督的律法是一个爱的律法。
Because the law of Christ is one of love.
因为爱人就完全的律法。
Because all entire law is summed up in love.
所以说在福音书里面告诉我们说，到末了世代，人的爱心是渐渐冷淡了。
In the Gospels, Jesus tells us that the love of man grows increasingly cold.
因为大家都是顾自己的事，不顾别人的事。
Because everyone is a lover of himself and cares not for others, and is not concerned with the things of the Lord Jesus.
但是我们是神的儿女，我们是神家里面的人。
But we are the sons of God, and we are members of his household. We not only need to be concerned with ourselves, but others. with the things of the Lord.
顾到神家的事, 顾到神的福音, 顾到神的国,
to be concerned with the matters of the Lord's household and His kingdom.
我想在这个末世里面, 我们真是要靠主恩典, 活在神家里面。
I think in these last days, we need to rely on the grace of the Lord to live in His house.
让神的家在这里人要看见, 更多的神儿女在彼此的相顾, 彼此的服侍, 彼此的担当。
So that others will see the members of the Lord's household loving one another and bearing one another's burdens.
所以头一个他讲说, 人都顾自己的事, 顾自己。
So Paul says that men are lovers of self.
人都爱自己。
Men care only for themselves.
第二个, 爱, 贪爱钱财。
And the second point, a love of money.
哇,这是一个可怕的罪。
I think this is a terrifying sin.
提摩太前书那里告诉我说, 贪财是万恶之根。
In Timothy, he tells us that love, the money is the root of all sin.
因为今天许多罪都是从贪财引起的。
Because today many sins originate from the love of money.
为了钱财，用尽了各种方式要来累积更多的钱财。
For the sake of wealth, people think of ways to accumulate even more.
我想弟兄姊妹看报纸都知道，台湾有一些大企业家。
I think many brothers and sisters know from reading the news that there are many entrepreneurs in Taiwan.
他们过世以后呢，兄底下他的儿女们分争夺钱财所带出来那种光景。
We know the condition brought about after their passing of their wealth passed on to their children.
兄弟姐妹上法庭。
Brothers and sisters suing each other in court.
甚至许多时候还闹出人命出来。
To the point of even killing one another.
这都是贪财所引起的。
This is the result of a love of money.
今天第三，所以保罗说呢，因着钱财被诱离离开正道。
Paul says that many have been led astray by the love of money.
用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
Because of many sufferings.
所以我们看今天许多因着钱财贪财的缘故，让我们许多愁苦劳烦压在人身上。
So we see that we can often bring upon ourselves many burdens from the love of money.
都是为了更多累积钱财。
For the purpose of accumulating more.
这是末世教会在地上的一个光景。
This is a condition of the church in the last days.
当雅各写信给散住在各地的那些犹太的基督徒们。
When James wrote to the various believers in scattered churches,
他不是写给那些不信主的人,
he was not writing to the unbelievers,
他是写给那些已经相信主耶稣基督成为神儿女的人,
but those who have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ,
他说你们在这末世只知积攒钱财,
and he said that in these last days, accumulate wealth.
一个不信主的人积攒钱财是很自然的事情。
It's very natural for a non-believer to accumulate money.
因为他们盼望是在地上。
Because their hope is in this world.
他们不知道有将来永远的事情。
They know not of what is to come of eternity.
所以他们只能把他们心把那全心力完全放在地上的事情。
So they've committed their heart to the things of this world. And for themselves, they have hoarded wealth. But Paul tells Timothy to avoid men such as these. To be your own masters. Oh, be content with food and clothing.
因为没有带什么来到世上，也没有，也不能带什么离去。
Because we came into this world with nothing, and therefore we can not leave with anything.
所以主耶稣在马太福音也告诉我们说呢，哎, 不要忧虑吃什么喝什么。
So in Matthew, the Lord says, do not be worried about what you will eat or drink.
这些都是外邦所求的。
These are what the Gentiles seek.
你们这些所需要的东西，你们天父都知道。
Your Father in heaven knows all of your needs.
你们只要先求他国他义，这一切东西都要加给你们。
Seek first his kingdom and righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
主要把我们说，主告诉我们说，我们要把钱财累积在天上。
The Lord tells us to accumulate wealth in heaven.
人若积财在地上的话，心就在那里。
For where one's treasure is, one's heart is also.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们要逃避的事情。
So brothers and sisters, this is something we should avoid.
我们按着神说，量解我们的爱，那有知足的心。
So he tells us that godliness is
我们就不会落到许多愁苦劳烦的里面。
That contentment in godliness will keep us from suffering.
因为我们是神的儿女，神会顾我们的需要。
Because we are God's children, He will care for us.
我们所追求的，我们所盼望是在将来永远的。
Because our hope is in what is to come in the eternal.
所以这些我们要逃避，我们不要落在这个情形里面。
So let us avoid these things and not be caught in these conditions.
第三个保罗提到说，在那个时候人爱厌乐。
Thirdly, Paul mentions that in those times, men will be lovers of pleasure.
那就是在末了世代，人在代都是注重肉身物质的享受。
That in those last days, men will be concerned with material pleasure and enjoyment.
要从这些享受里面得到快乐，得到满足。
And through these material things derive enjoyment and satisfaction.
我们中文这个厌乐好像只是好像只有吃跟喝这个才是是指的吃喝来说的。
In Chinese, the Chinese translation seems to speak only of food and drink.
但是我讲英文翻得更好一点，更广泛一点。
But I think the English translation is more broad.
就是要推酒，就是说每一件事情都是要自己得到快乐，得到娱乐，得到满足。
Pleasure, the English translation is pleasure, which is to say that all things are for enjoyment.
So, 我们看一下今天地上的人在努力追求，累积钱财都是为了什么？
So, we see that those who are enjoying themselves today and accumulating wealth, for what purpose?
就是要享受，就是要满足，让他得到快乐。
For enjoyment, for satisfaction, for happiness.
这是末世教会也会显出这样光景来。
The church in the last days will also exhibit this kind of condition.
但是我们从人的经历，从人的历史里面可以看见。
But from human experience and human history, we can see
物质的丰富不会叫人更快乐。
That material abundance will not bring happiness.
因为人的问题不是在这个肉身物质的东西，肉身身体上。
Because man's problems don't have to do with these material things.
人的问题呢，是心灵的问题。
Because man's troubles are troubles of the heart.
人真正得到满足，得到喜乐是从哪里而来？
From whence can men obtain true happiness?
从神而来。
From God.
唯有神才能够叫我们真正喜乐，真正满足。
Only God can bring us true joy and contentment.
所以古奥斯汀说一句非常有名的话。
So Saint Augustine said something very famous.
除非主充满在我们里面，充满在里面的空处。
Unless the Lord fills the emptiness within us,
人才有真正的满足。
We cannot obtain any contentment.
但是很可惜，到末世教会的光景却是在那爱厌乐。
But unfortunately, the last days are filled with pleasure.
人在注重吃喝享受的问题。
And men are concerned with enjoyment.
保罗告诉我们说，神的国不在吃喝。
Paul tells us that the kingdom of God is not of eating and drinking.
只在乎公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
but of holiness, peace, and joy.
在这几样服事基督，就为神所喜悦，也为人得称赞。
And in this way, the Lord will be pleased, and men will also approve.
所以弟兄姊妹，这些都是我们要逃避的。
So brothers and sisters, these are things we should avoid.
然后第四个，他说不爱神。
And the fourth thing he says is not loving God.
为什么会不爱神呢？
Why is there a lack of love for God?
因为他们爱自己，爱钱财，爱人的。
Because the love is concerned with self, money, and pleasure.
结果就是不爱神。
And the result is no love for God.
我们反过来也可以反过来说，因着不爱神。
And contrarily, we could also say not loving God.
然后就在故事起，然后在那贪爱钱财，爱人的。
And not loving God, but loving self, loving money, and loving pleasure.
这是互为因果的，互为因果。你想看到的是？
哦，this is cause and effect.
因为使徒约翰告诉我们说
，Because the apostle John told us,
你要爱世界，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
If the world, he who loves the world does not have the Father in him.
所带来的光景是怎样？
What kind of condition does this bring?
有敬虔的外貌，却变敬虔的心。
Holding the form of godliness, but denying its power.
哇，这是末世教会许多时候显出来的光景。
This is the condition that is often manifested in the church in the last days.
有敬虔的外貌。
Having the form of piety.
仍然有宗教许多行为。
Having many of the behaviors of religion.
可能也是仍然在那照时间，照时候来聚会，也在那里有祷告，也有读经，也有服事。
Attending meetings and engaging in prayer and in service.
有许多宗教行为仍然在那里。
Engaging in many religious behaviors.
但是没有那个属灵的实际。
But not having the spiritual reality.
当我们在地上离开这些以后，回到世界上日常生活里面，好像跟世人没有什么两样。
When we return to our daily living, we seem to be no different from the people of the world.
哇，这就是地上末世地上教会的一个光景。
And this is the spiritual condition of the church in the ending.
正如主耶稣在地上的时候
，When the Lord was on earth,
他来到圣殿里面。
He went to the temple.
他观看圣殿里面那些物件。
And he saw the things in the temple.
那些物件仍然在那里。
And those objects were still there.
我想，可能耶柜已经不在那里了。
I think by that time the Ark of the Testimony was no longer there.
当圣殿被毁以后，犹太人一直找不到耶柜。
Because after the fall of the temple, the Jews were continually unable to locate.
所以当时各圣殿里面各样物件仍然是在那里。
So the various objects in the temple were there.
但是有一样东西不在了。
But there was one thing that was not there.
耶柜不在了。
The ark was missing.
神同在不在那里了。
The presence of the Lord was missing.
神已经不在圣殿里面了。
Because the Lord was no longer in the temple.
虽然犹太人仍然照着律法在那里行许多宗教仪式。
So the Jews were doing many things in accordance with their law.
但是神却不在其中。
But the Lord was not among them.
所以主耶稣才最后才宣告说。
So in the end, the Lord proclaimed.
在这里有一天，一块石头也不在石头上。
Here one day no stone will be unturned.
完全被拆毁掉。
Everything will be demolished.
失去了神的同在，一切就是枉然了。
And the spirit of the Lord will depart.
这个就是为什么犹太人最终落到那可怜的光景里面的一个原因。
This is the reason that the Jews have entered into such a lamentable spiritual condition.
他们以为圣殿在那里，神的同在就在那里。
They thought that where the temple was, the spirit of God would also be.
所以在耶利米书那里也告诉我们。
Jeremiah also tells us.
当耶利米在宣告神的审判快要临到以色列百姓身上的时候
，When Jeremiah was proclaiming the judgment of the Lord on the Israelites,
因着他们犯罪离弃神
That they were sinning and departing from the Lord.
巴比伦马上要来把他们灭亡了。
That Babylon would soon destroy them.
他们还不愿意悔改认罪。
Still, they were unwilling to repent.
他们还在说耶和华殿不是在这里吗？耶和华殿不是在这里吗？
The Israelites were saying, "Is not the temple of Jehovah here?"
他们有耶和华殿在那里，神的同在就在那里。
They thought that where the temple of Jehovah was, Jehovah himself would also be there.
他们岂不是神已经不在那里了？
But God was already no longer there.
就神允许仇敌把他们毁灭掉。
Therefore, God allowed the enemy to vanquish them.
把他们掳到巴比伦去。
Capture them and bring them into Babylon. Because they had an outward form of godliness. So, brothers and sisters, this is something we need to be vigilant of. We not only need to outwardly do the things that God has commanded us, but also live in that reality. Because God looks at our reality and not at our works. Because people still do not love God. They live in an outward spirituality. Thank the Lord that although this is the present condition of the church, that in the end days, the church will be subject to many wicked influences. Evil things and things will happen and things that should not happen in the church. But we see here one person, the Apostle Paul. Here is an apostle who has been chosen by grace to present a wonderful testimony. And he said to Timothy,
但你已经服从了我的教训、品性、志向、信心、宽容、爱心。
But you have already followed my teaching, conduct, purpose.
这个服从呢，翻得更好一点，应该是说你已经熟悉了，你已经跟从了我的教训。
A better way to translate this follow is that you have already been well acquainted and you have imitated my teaching.
So
we see that in these last days, a testimony is presented. Although it is a wicked generation, but Paul is faithful to that which God has entrusted him. That he is not affected by a strange doctrine. And he doesn't speak of worldly things. And he speaks not of earthly wisdom. He only declares the Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So by chapter 10, we see that people have heard the truth. Paul shares only the pure truth. And not the worldly things. And before the Lord. And he has revealed God's purpose to people. And he speaks not of worldly knowledge. But he speaks of the spiritual, heavenly a hidden knowledge.
我们看见这是他的教训。
This is Paul's teaching.
我们看见在那个世代里面，他所显出来那个行为，他的品行。
And we see also, Paul's manifestation of his behavior in these last days.
他的信心，他的宽容，他的爱心，忍耐。
Of his faith, of his long suffering, of his perseverance.
这都是提摩太所知道的，所熟悉的保罗。
And these are the things that Timothy is well acquainted with.
因为保罗一生立志就是要得主的喜悦。
Because Paul's entire life has been to please the Lord.
他更多追求认识主，也得着主更多。
To pursue the Lord and to obtain more of the Lord.
把基督生命把它活，把它显明出来，活出来。
To live out and to demonstrate the life of Christ.
可以成为许多人的榜样，可以来效法他。
To become an example for others so that they may imitate him.
而在末世最后一段的时期当中呢
？And in the last days.
许多人都离开主而去呀。
Many will fall away from the Lord.
甚至许多人也离开保罗而去呀。
To the point of even leaving, abandoning Paul.
我们看见保罗他仍然坚持走在这一条十字架道路上。
We see that Paul continues to be committed to the way of the cross.
因着他为了守住主的见证，他将受许多苦。
In order to keep the way of the cross, he has endured much suffering.
他在下了监牢。
And he was imprisoned.
因为他知道这个世界很快就要过去了。
Because he knows that this world is about to end.
他所盼望、所期待的是有一天主要再来。
All that he has hoped is for the Lord's coming.
他能刚强站立得住，再过一个分别为圣的生活。
And he stands firm to live a sanctified life.
走这条十字架窄路。
To walk the narrow way of the cross.
这是提摩太要学习的，也要跟从的。
And this is something that Timothy has to learn and follow.
所以我们看见，虽然在这个末世一个邪淫乱世代当中。
So we see that in this corrupt, perverse world.
我们仍然看见有些人真得到神的保守。
We see that certain people have received the Lord's
他们没有受这个邪恶世代的影响。
The Lord's blessing that they have not received, that they have not been affected by the wickedness of the world.
他们仍然能够靠主恩典站立得住。
That they can stand firm through the grace of the Lord.
活在神的面前。
And live before the Lord.
我想每个时代都有这样的人，都有这样的神儿女们。
I think every generation has children of God such as these.
在教会荒凉、黑暗的光景当中，他们成为一盏明亮的灯在那里。
That in the darkness they stand as a beacon of light in the church.
看见基督的生命从他们身上显出来。
And the life of Christ is revealed through them.
让人可以学习，也让可以来跟从走这条道路。
So that others may learn and to follow, follow them.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们知道这是一个末世的时候
，So brothers and sisters, we know that in these last days.
我们也看见这个末世时代的一个性质是怎样一个光景。
We know the condition of these final times.
我们怎样能够逃避？从这里面被拯救出来呢
？How can we avoid and be saved？
一方面，我们看见有许多人已经从这个里面被拯救出来呀。
We see that many have already been saved。
我们看见怎么样能够脱离这样的世代的一个影响
？How can we avoid the influences of this generation？
保罗在这里就告诉我们。
Paul tells us here.
这圣经能够使你因信基督耶稣有得救智慧。
All who have believed in Christ Jesus will receive wisdom.
在这样不容易艰难的环境时代里面。
In these difficult times.
只有神的话能够拯救我们。
Only the word of God can save us.
神的话不仅叫我们因信主耶稣基督叫我们灵粉得叫我们这个灵得救。
God's word not only tells us to believe in the Lord Jesus, but also receive salvation.
也要叫这个人得救，叫这个魂得救。
That we ourselves would be saved.
所以雅各书在那里也告诉我们。
So James also tells us.
他说，神用他真道重生了我们。
God has renewed us with His truth.
每一个人都因着神的话，我们蒙恩得救了。
That through His word we can all be saved.
现在这个神的话还要继续来拯救我们。
And God's word continues to save us.
是当一个人存着温柔心来接受这个神所栽种的道。
That when one has received the word of God with a gentle heart.
这个道被称为是能够拯救我们福音的道。
This is the way that a way of the gospel that can save us.
叫我们神的话能够叫我们脱离自己。
The word of God tells us to leave ourselves.
过一个以自己为中心的生活。
And to live a self-centered life.
神的话能够叫我们在那里知道要顾耶稣基督的事，彼此相顾的事情。
And rather live a Christ-centered life and be concerned with others.
因为十六节他就告诉我们说，圣经都是神所默示的。
And verse 16 says that all Scripture is divinely inspired.
你教训督责使人归正，教导学艺都是有益处的。
Profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness.
得以完全预备行各样的善事。
So that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for
everything. 只有神的话能够保守我们。
Only the word of God can keep us.
只有神的话给我们有一个得救智慧。
Only the word of God can give us the wisdom of salvation.
从这个末世这个邪恶世代里面，邪恶环境里面能够逃脱，能够得自由。
The only way to liberate ourselves from this wicked and adulterous generation.
只有神的话能够叫我们能够过一个敬虔的生活。
Only God's word can teach us how to live a godly life.
我们知道诗篇一百一十九篇都是讲到神的话。
So we know that Psalms 119 speaks of the Lord's word.
诗篇一百一十九篇在那里告诉我们说，我们要将耶和华将神的话藏在我们心里面，等我们得罪他。
Psalm 119 says, Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
将神的命令存在我们里面，我们就比仇敌更有智慧。
When the Lord's commandments are hidden in our hearts, we become wiser than our enemies.
仇敌用各样方式来引诱、试探我们，叫我们落到他网络里面。
Because the enemy uses various trials and temptations to entrap us.
若是我们常常把神话放在我们心中，我们就比他更有智慧。
When we put the Lord's commandments in our hearts, we become wiser than they.
我们就不会做我们他的诡计。
And we will not fall prey to their schemes.
我们就不会犯罪得罪神。
And we will not sin against the Lord.
我们常把神的话放在我们里面。
We must often hide the word of the Lord in our hearts.
因为神的话是我们脚前都是我们脚前灯路上的光。
Because the word of God is a light for our feet.
它引导我们在这黑暗世代里面，能够仍然在光明当中行。
And leads us to walk in this world of darkness.
所以我们看见神的话在我们身上就显出奇妙的功用来。
So we see God's word has such a wondrous function in our lives.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天怎么样处在这个末世这个时代
？So brothers and sisters, how do we deal with these end days?
怎样在这个危险不容易的世代里面，我们怎样过我们基督徒的生活
？How will we live the lives of Christians in these difficult times?
而不会落到保罗在这里所讲的那个教会神儿女的光景那种情形
？And not fall into the conditions described here by Paul.
我想仍然回到一个最基本的一个原则。
I think we need to return to a most basic principle.
仍然回到神的话。
To return to God's word.
我们渴慕神的话，宝贵神的话。
To yearn for God's word and to treasure it.
我们应更多读神的话。
And furthermore, study God's word.
并且呢，靠主恩典，把神的话能够活在我们生活里面。
And by God's grace, make it a living word.
这样我们就能够从这个邪恶世代里面被拯救出来。
So that we may be saved out of this wicked world.
所以主的救恩不仅叫我们灵得救而已。
So God's salvation not only calls us to be saved.
也叫我们脱离这个邪恶世代。
But to escape from this wicked world.
所以加拉太书第一章那里就告诉我们。
So Galatians tells us,
他说, 神, 按着他旨意, 借着耶稣基督的救赎,
through his, by his will, his salvation.
哦, 基督照父神的旨意为我们的罪,
according to his will, he was made a sacrifice for us. To save us from this wicked generation.
所以说完成救赎不仅叫我们脱离罪，脱离将来死亡的审判。
So this salvation is not only to free us from sin.
也要救我们脱离这个罪恶的时代。
But to save us out of this evil generation.
叫我们脱离这个末世，这个邪恶时代各种影响，各种的诱惑。
Out of the last days and their various trials and temptations. That during these times, we would, the Lord would continue to keep us. And sanctify us that we may live a godly life. These end days are such perilous times. We need to rely more on the Lord's grace. And we need more of His keeping. So that He could use His word to sanctify us. To use His word to lead us on this difficult path. I think this was one of Paul's final words to the church before his... because this is the time when the night is about to end and daybreak is
near.
God's church should be a watchman.
让人认识这是怎样的时代。
To let others know what kind of times these are.
让人知道这是几分天了。
And know the time.
早晨快要来临了。Because
the dawn is at hand.
因为黑夜很快就要过去了。Because
the night will soon pass.
而且主了再来，主即将快来了。And
the Lord's return is approaching.
哇，这是这个时代神儿女教会更多需要知道的真理。
This is a truth that this generation of God's people needs to know. May the Lord be gracious to us.
Let's all bow our heads for a word of prayer.
让我们低头一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you for your words that were spoken to us this morning.
我们感谢你今天早上向我们所说的话。
We ask, Lord, that we would not be lovers of self, lovers of money, and lovers of pleasure.
主我们祷告求你不是爱自己爱钱财爱喜乐,
but rather to be lovers of God once again.
使我们再一次是爱神的。
We ask, Lord, that you would help us to be strong in your grace.
我们求, 你的恩典使我们, 得力量,
to be able to keep fervent in our love for one another.
使我们能保守我们能够彼此相爱,
to be of sound judgment and sober spirit.
使我们能够, 清楚的判断,
and to love you with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our strength.
使我们尽心尽意尽意, 爱你。
And Father, we ask that if we are feeling dryness of spirit, we ask that you would help us to return to our first love again.
主啊，当我们感觉到我们软弱的时候，求你给我们力量，使我们恢复到起初的爱。
And to have that longing and thirst for your word.
使我们更能渴慕你的话。
And Lord, we ask that you would engrave your words upon our hearts.
愿你的话刻在我们的心里面,
that we would be able to stand firm in the faith.
使我们,靠着信心能够站立得住。
So Father, we pray that you continue to help us and work in each and every one of us today.
继续在我们每一个人里面心中做事做工,
so that we would continue to stand alert and wait at the doorpost as your watchman.
让我们能够警醒在门口成为一个守望你的人.
So we pray all these things in Jesus' precious name.
我们这样祷告是靠主耶稣基督的名.
Amen. I think what our brother shared